we live by the faith of the Son of God. Faith ensures productivity. That means every time we meet faith with the Word of God, we are productive. The Word is the gospel. That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the Word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation. You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity. To live effectively in the faith orchestrated world is to live by faith. We live in a world made world. That means you're going to talk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is it calling the bird of prey from the east? And a man that executes my counsel from a far country, he calls them. He calls them. You know, many years ago, reading my Bible, I asked God a question. I said, Lord, why do you always say things before doing them? Just go ahead and do it. You say, I will do a new things. Don't worry, I will. Amen. This is what I'm going to do. And then Jesus, who is the perfect icon of his person, when he came to live among men, that he was God's intrusion into the sanctuary. So to know the mind of God, you look at the life of Jesus, isn't it? When he came to live among men, as the Word made flesh, when the Logos put on flesh and moved into our neighborhood and lived before men, you know, when John was describing his earth work, he says the life was manifested and we have seen it. That eternal life, which was with the Father from the beginning, was manifested to us. So, when you saw Jesus, you saw Zoe encapsulated in human form. You didn't get it. You see, it's just like saying the wind. The wind was manifested. And we saw it. Do you understand? You are not supposed to see wind. I mean, you see the impact of wind. But he said, and the wind was manifested. He began by saying, that which you have heard, that which you have seen, that which our hands have handled, that which you have looked upon, which our hands have handled, of the word of life. He says, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it. He's talking about Zoe. The God life was manifested. That's what you're saying. The divine life was manifested. And he says, we have seen it, that eternal life. My point is that life manifested showed us how to live. It was written that he will come as man's propitiation for man's sin. He will come as the eternal sacrifice for man's redemption. He will come as the perfect sacrifice of sin. He will die. After 3 days, he'll be raised in victory. Now, do you know Jesus did not leave it to the pages of scriptures? He said it. When the angel of the Lord was talking to the disciples, he says, why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is risen as he has said. He is risen as he has said. So for some of you in the next 5 years, people are saying, how did Joy get so prosperous? She is prosperous as she has said. How did James get so blessed? He's blessed as he has said. How did Jemima get so influential? She's influential as she has said. Are you with me? Why is David so bold? Why is Emeka so confident? He is confident as he has said. So we'll always trace the outcome of a person's life to what they have been saying. You know, Kenneth Hagin gives a story of the young man who died, and they were believing God to raise him from the dead. And while they were there praying, the Lord spoke to him. Spiritual laws have been set in motion for a long time and it's difficult to reverse now. Let him go. And of course, you can't say that in a certain atmosphere. Amen. But afterwards, he met the younger brother that grew up with him. And he said, well, this is what the Lord is saying. He said, don't pray for him. Spiritual laws have been set in motion and it's difficult to reverse it now. I think he was in coma also. Yes. Spiritual laws have been set in motion and it's difficult to reverse it now. The guy jumped and shouted. He said, sir, from when we were young teenagers, he had always said, you know, I'll not live to be 40. You know, I'll not live to be 40. You know, I'll not live to be 40. Now, you know, in those days, we don't have as much proliferation of the revelation of the power of our words like we have it today. He kept saying it. Guess what? He died just before he was 39 and almost 40. So the younger brother John said, sir, this is true. And called their mom. And said, yeah, it's true. He always says. They were just remembering that, you know, I'll not live to see 40. And he died as he has said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. But we prosper as we have said. Yes. We live for God as we have said. Yes. Come on now. We cover the earth with the gospel as we have said. We inspire a generation as we have said. We make Jesus famous as we have said. Shout glory, somebody. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you want to pray that prayer for another 1 minute? You don't mind, right? You see, nobody does anything on earth without the ministry of men. Nobody. Even the Lord Jesus was not exempted. He wasn't. And God had to touch the heart of men to labor for his coming and to labor with him in his plans and purposes. Glory to God. So can you lift your right hand and pray again as you're praying with passion? Performance of God's counsel concerning my life, come forth in the name of Jesus, in my vision, in my finances, for protection, for a new season. Performance of God's counsel. Yes, intercessory helpers. There are those that God can raise to pray for you. Intercessory helpers, financial helpers, organizers, leaders, skilled men, dependable men, yes, confident, Hallelujah. You see, some of you are praying. You are praying reliable friends into your life. You see, friendship is a gift. You know, thinking, sometimes just that I think, is one of the gifts that God has given me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you see, God can give you friends that are reliable, that are dependable, that just love you and you are amazed. Amen. I have a friend who been friends for a long time, from when we're teenagers, actually. Amen. It's an Igbo guy. We are friends till now. You see, he does some things that makes me emotional. Till now, praise God. Are you with me? There are things he cannot just hear about me. He can't hear that I need something. You go out of his way to make it come to pass. He's not a member of this church. I don't think he has ever. He attended one VG one time and we just started. He just came into town. Until now. Amen. There is no year that he doesn't send me major money. Do you understand? We're class. Do you understand? That's way 2 decades. Are you with me? That is orchestrations. Orchestrations. And so I'm saying that to say this. As we are praying, God laid in my heart that some of you are praying for friends. Friends that will be with you for the next 20 years, 30 years, some till Jesus comes. Friends who are not intimidated by what God will do in your life. Friends who know their role in your life. They know their place, They are just there. They are just there to make life easy for you. They are just there to ensure what God has called you to do comes to pass. You know, this guy I'm talking about always tells me, say, pray for me to have serious money. I don't have money yet. Pray for me to have serious money. He said, God has called you. I'm in the marketplace. My job is to ensure that you are fine. You think that's normal? This year, he has sent me money. Are you here? Who will ensure you are fine? May God bless you with friends. May God bless you with helpers. May God bless you with performance of his counsel concerning your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray for you again. I say, may God bless you with friends. May God bless you with dependable allies. May God bless you with performance of his counsel. May God bless you with strategic helpers. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You will turn to the left, they are there. You will turn to the right, they are there. You will look behind you, they are there. You will look before you, they are there. You will look above you, they are there. You will look beneath you, they are there. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. You see, how could there's always a Jonathan for you as a David? Yes. And there could be more than one. And they can make life easy. I tell you the truth, Alino. They can make life easy. Amen. They are not competing with you. Imagine David was anointed to take Jonathan's place, and he didn't care. He said, I'm fine. You'll be king, I'll be next to you. You'll be king, I'll be next to you. That means the anointing is dictated by God's plans and purpose for your life. He was the king's son. In case you forgot, he was heir apparent to the throne of Israel. So when he knew that God had anointed David to be the king of Israel, he said, there's no problem. You'll be king, I'll be next to you. You think that's normal? Divine orchestrations. I bless you with strategic alliances. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Strategic alliances. I would to God, are you receiving? Strategic alliances. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. As I hear, as you are leading me, I'm praying for them. I don't know why you are leading me in this direction, but in this season, you will introduce somebody into somebody's life. That will be a mighty compensation. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, you will introduce somebody into their lives, each and every one of them. You will activate someone in their life. Yes, who will be a mighty compensation. Who will be a mighty relief. Who they can say, Kai, God sent you to me. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, from this week, from today, from this week, from this month, from this year, Liga Baradonda Kostepa, let them begin to see the manifestation of what I'm talking about. In the name of Jesus. In business, let them see it. In ministry, let them see it. In their career, let them see it. In their family life, let them see it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, the helpers that they need. The Bible says when Saul left the presence of Samuel, they went with him valiant men whose heart the Lord has touched. Lift your hands. I prophesy upon you. He didn't just say valiant men. No, he said valiant men. It means able men. Men with capabilities, men with capacity. He said valiant men is not enough. He said whose heart the Lord has touched. I prophesy upon you.
You are leaving this service. Liga ponda copradila copatia. And God is tearing men. God is tearing valiant men for you, whose heart he has touched. In the name of Jesus, for the next season of your assignment, for the next season of that business, for the next season of your life, for this new season of your sojourn on the earth, for the next season of your finances, in the name of Jesus, I release upon you, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, valiant men whose heart the Lord has touched.
Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory and honor. Yes, we thank you because we are seeing your movement in our midst, in our lives, in our endeavors. In the name of Jesus, Lord, concerning our spiritual lives, valiant men whose hearts you have touched, you are raising them forth as intercessors, as strengtheners, as irons that sharpen irons. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Rejoice, somebody, rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did you receive something? It's a reality. God can introduce someone to your life. And you want to, what did I do? And, oh God Almighty, I'm seeing some of you sharing testimonies from these prophecies. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. You may be seated. Prosperity Scriptures, part 2. Now, how many of you were blessed last week Tuesday, right? We started last week Tuesday. And my man, oh man. What a time we had. Okay. What a time we had. Thank you. What a time we had. Very quickly, Hebrews 13, 5 to 6. We'll begin from there and then continue with the scriptures. So tonight you are going to talk, amen. We'll read the scriptures and we'll confess. We'll do personalized confessions with the scriptures. Hallelujah. Just like I showed you from Psalm 46, right? Verse 11. He said, God called the ravenous bird. God had to call. The bird did not come by itself. He calls the man that executes his counsel. He had to call. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I've said it again and again that speaking is work. Okay? Actually, mouth work is serious work. You can write it somewhere. Yes. Mouth work is serious work. And mouth work is superior to hand work. Because your mouth work gives value to your hand work. If your mouth is not working, your hand work may not go in the direction you want. If your mouth is not working, the works of your hands may not go in the direction that you anticipate, may not go in the right direction. So, mouth work is very important. And for the 6 days that the Lord spent in recreating the world, most of it was spent talking and doing mouth work. And he rested on the seventh day, right? From his works. And if you're observant, you ask yourself a question. What kind of work was he doing? Was he working with caterpillars? No, he was speaking. It's a true faith. We understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. So his work. And it's a reality even in our world. Some of the highest paid people per hour in the world are speakers. They are speakers. I know someone who was paid 30 million naira to speak for 30 minutes in this country. Amen. Because he had developed himself. Words. And funny enough, when that man was younger, he used to talk a lot. And his teacher would say, Oro, you talk too much. Where is your role that was bringing 30 million in 30 minutes? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Glory to God. So, mouth work is serious work. Words have creative energy. Words have creative power. Words frame the world that we live in. Okay? Words set spiritual laws in motion that can work for or against the person. It's a reality. Hallelujah. All right, so the writer of Hebrews says something in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. And within what was said, we can see a principle for Christian living. And this is what we began last week Tuesday. He says, let your conversation be without covetousness. He said, let your conduct, your manner of life, be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, oh, glory to God. And I told you that the reason for jealousy, the reason for the lack of contentment that we see among believers and among people generally is a revelation of their ignorance of what he has said. Are you with me? He said, be content for such thing as you have, for he has said. So if you know what he has said, it will energize contentment in your heart. You'll not be covetous. You'll not be envious. You'll not be afraid. There's nothing another person has that you cannot reproduce. That's what he's saying. Absolutely nothing. Excuse me. So when you know what he has said, you'll be content. Now the contentment is not... Bible contentment is not psychological consolation for mediocrity. No. Bible contentment is putting your eggs in one basket. The covenant. And knowing that, look, everything I ever required is lavishly provided for in this covenant. Is lavishly made available by the word of God. That's Bible contentment. So you know what to put pressure on. You are not putting pressure on your wife, on your husband, on the company you work for, on your church, on your pastor. You're not even putting pressure on your flesh. Your pressure is on God's word. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. For he has said, what did he say? I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That means we no longer say, oh Lord, come down and manifest your power. He will never leave us nor forsake us. What we do every day in our fellowship, in meditation, is to increase our consciousness of his presence. Hallelujah. It's to increase our awareness of his presence. And to go beyond the curtain of the flesh to access the realities of the Holy of Holies. Glory to God. Can you say amen? I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Then he added, so that we may boldly say, so that we may boldly say. Now, this is a major difference between Christian declaration and the positive confession that secular motivational speakers talk about. You know, for them, they say, look, there's a law in the universe, okay? There is the law of attraction. When you say it, and you keep seeing it, you will see it. Now, that is true, but that is half-truth. What do you mean when you keep saying it? What is the guarantee? And what is the regulator? Are you with me? What if I keep saying that my neighbor's wife is my wife? Will it come to pass? Amen. Now, it may even come to pass, but does that glorify God? Are you with me? Are you with me? So we have a basis for our own declaration. We have a foundation. We have the, he's within the ambit of God's word. He's within the coverage of God's word. He's within the regulatory coverage of the word of God. So for us, what we say is based on what he has said.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. And that is very important. We are not saying our own words. Because in the kingdom, everything is about the king. I've told you before that faith is in him, by him, and for him. He's for him. So we say because of what he has said. There's a regulation there. We are regulated by love. Love for our king. Love for people. So, why will you not confess that your neighbor's wife is your wife? As you are declaring and visualizing and using imagination. That would be a corrupted imagination, isn't it? Glory to God. Or imagine that someone you hate should just die. Or confessing that they should die. That becomes witchcraft, isn't it? So, my point is, we have to understand. You see, the world has stolen many things from us. And there are two extremes. There are believers who feel, when you teach things like this from scriptures, you are teaching metaphysical concepts. That is far from the truth. This is not mere metaphysics. It's in God's word. You can read it. He has said, so that we may boldly say. But you see, what happened? Satan stole our concept and corrupted it. You see, God is big. When Satan fell, God did not take his wisdom. Satan, by default, corrupted his wisdom. When Satan fell, God did not take his anointing. He corrupted his anointing by himself. That's Satan now. Till now, Satan can make people famous. Why? Is within the ingredients of the anointing upon him as the anointed cherub that covereth. You see, the Hebrew word cover, that means to spread, is mimshak. It means the anointing that spread. It's an anointing to spread. He fell, he corrupted it. That means till now, he still gives people the power to spread their concept, the ideas. When you hear that people sell their soul to the devil for their music to go far, it is true. But the point is, to what end? Are you with me? There's a higher wisdom. There's a higher wisdom. That you don't need to lose your soul to gain the world. Because your soul is worth more than the world. Amen. So with Satan is bad business. He's selling to you what you already have. You can't rent me a house in an estate that I own.
Yes, sir.
Oh, did you get that? You own an estate. Then the agent is coming to you. I want to rent a duplex for you for 2 million. And you own the estate. Does it even make sense? So that's the same thing. For a man to sell his soul to the devil to have a fraction of the world is a misnomer. And worse still, for a believer to tread on such path, that is ignorance gonna rampage. Why? You shouldn't rent a house in an estate that you own. You shouldn't. And now he's not just renting them a house at the expense of their soul. So he's saying the rent for this fine house in this estate that you own, that you don't know you own, is your life. Bad business, isn't it? That's 2-0. Calculate it when you get home. If you are blessed, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. So he just steals and corrupts. But it's been as all along he has said, so we may boldly say. All right, so let's get into some scriptures. Genesis, let's go. Genesis 26. Genesis 24, verse 1. Genesis 24, verse 1. He has said, so that we may boldly say. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. He said, now Abraham was old and well advanced in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham. How many things? Lift your right hand. See, I'm blessed with long life. And it is said of me that the Lord has blessed carry some wealth in all things. In all things. I'm not just blessed in one area. I'm blessed in all things. I'm blessed in all things. I am the seed of Abraham. Therefore, Abraham's blessings are mine. Therefore, I declare, it is said of me that the Lord has blessed carries I'm a wealth in all things. Financially, I'm blessed. In wisdom, I'm blessed. With a sound mind, I'm blessed. In family life, I'm blessed. In my marriage, I'm blessed. In my health, I'm blessed. With relationships, I'm blessed. I am blessed in all things. Woo, glory! Blessed in all things. What a picture. You see, these things are written for our learning, that we through the comfort of the scriptures might have hope. That means you look at these scriptures and you tell yourself, I cannot have money and lose my health. No. I cannot be healthy and lose my marriage. No. I cannot have my marriage and not have money. No. Abraham was blessed in how many things? All things. All things. That's the portrait of a blessed man. And then, don't let Satan lie to you. You see, God is not asking you to choose. He has given you all things. He's not looking. That's the devil. It's the devil. And those occultic people that ask you to choose money and then you live for just 10 years. You know, there's this guy then, he's in Go. I don't know if you were born then. That was 96. Who died in 96? I don't remember. Victor, somebody. Yeah, Victor, sorry. You dragged me to this. It's not your own, it's Ingo. It's not your own. It's not your own. Amen. Hallelujah. He was popular in Abuja, then down to the east. He died. And how many of you remember the person? There were even posters. He had all kinds of cars. They say he was a ritualist. And they gave him 40 years. I can't remember the details now. That is the devil. We'll get to Proverbs 10:22, right? Is it 10:22? Amen. 10:22. He said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and has no sorrow. It has no sorrow. You are not choosing. It doesn't mean you should not backslide because you're a multi-millionaire in dollars. No. You are blessed in all things. Say, my spiritual life, I'm blessed. Are you with me? You are wealthy and on fire. Rich and righteous. Say, I'm rich and righteous. And I'm ruling my world. Blessed in all things. Religion communicates that unscriptural idea as though you are given to choose. If you want to press into God, you can't have wealth. That is not God talking. That's the devil talking. That's that ugly religious spirit talking. Who says so? We see it in scriptures. Go to prosperity scriptures. Who said so? If our prosperity facilitates your spirituality, it does. Hallelujah. He does. Blessed in all things. Say, I'm blessed in all things. Say, like Abraham, I'm blessed in all things. I wish you could just stay here. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? We have total immersion on the 13th of June. Amen. Yes. Amen. And maybe we should do some of these things. So we can have time for the anointing to build. Because I assure you, even though we'll have time to do this for 2 hours, you will go home with fire from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. The anointing will be on you. Hallelujah. The power of God will be on you. The power of God. Hallelujah. Genesis 26. Oh, I have to leave Genesis 24. Say, Pastor, stay there, stay there, stay there. You are not saying it. No, seriously, you are not saying it. I thought you were hungry for the word. See your faces. No rice for you this evening, amen. Some of you swallow. Let me know if you have anybody. Why do you eat swallow as dinner at 9 p.m.? I'm attacking somebody. You say, why not? You know, I'm feel heavy. Oh, 10 p.m. is early. 9 p.m. is early. I wonder why your pot belly is coming out. I'm looking for trouble this evening, I know. My grandfather must not hear this from heaven. Let's leave the gist for another day. I'm even told there are those who take it as breakfast. Eban egusi soup in the morning. How do you ought to think straight? Oh, it helps you think straight. Now, wow. Are you serious? It helps you think straight. You're a suspect. Come and see me after this service. After mentoring you these years. I think I should change your trade. Praise God. Genesis 26, 1 to 5. Oh, glory to God. Amen. And there was famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him, saying, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you. I will bless you. For unto you and unto your seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham, your father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. Your seed means your results. Say, the Lord is making my results multiply. Say, my results are multiplied like the stars of heaven. And the Lord has given my seed the nations. And in me shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Say, because that Abraham obeyed the voice of the Lord and kept his charge. So we'll jump to verse 12. He said, and Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Amen. And the Lord, the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of employees, and the Philistines envied him. Lift your right hand. Say, the Lord has blessed me. Say, the Lord has blessed me. And in the same year, as I sow my seed, I receive 100-fold harvest. And the Lord has blessed me. Therefore, I'm waxing great. I'm moving forward. I'm growing exceedingly until I become very great. And I have possessions of gold, of silver, of houses,
of properties, of cars, of investments, of companies. I have a great store of employees in the name of Jesus. And the children of this world, they envy me. I am the envy of the nations because the Lord has blessed me. My life is an envy of the nations of the world. And through my prosperity, they are serving the God of Jacob. Through my prosperity, they are receiving Jesus. Through my prosperity, they are giving ears to the gospel. Shout amen, somebody. Genesis 27. Ah, yeah. 27:27-29. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment. And blessed him and said, lift your right hand. Just keep your hand as I read. And said, he blessed him and said, you see, that ancient word bless means to empower with words to prosper. It means to be blood marked. To be blood marked. You see, to be blood marked unto what? That means the person is separated by blood to prosper. Is separated by blood from the earth to yield to him. That's what to be blessed means. He said he blessed him and said, you can keep your hand up. He said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. Hey! See, I am the field that the Lord has blessed. My aroma is the aroma of the field that the Lord has blessed. So there's a fragrance coming from me everywhere I go. There's the fragrance of Christ. There's a fragrance of the blessing. There's a fragrance of Christ. There's a fragrance of the blessing. Say, my smell is as the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. See, I am the field that the Lord has blessed. Therefore, so therefore, the Lord has given me the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth. I have plenty of corn and of wine. So let people serve me. Let nations bow down before me. I am Lord over the heathen in the name of Jesus. And my mother's sons, he's talking about the children of the earth, they bow down before me. Say, cursed is everyone that curses me. Blessed is everyone that blesses me. Declare again, I am the field that the Lord has blessed. Therefore, the Lord has given me the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth. I have plenty of corn and of wine. People serve me. Nations serve me. Nations are serving God's purposes concerning my life. Nations are bowing before me to serve God's purpose concerning my life in the name of Jesus. Woo! Hey, glory to God. Genesis 30. Are you feeling blessed? Genesis 30, 27. 27 to 30. Home Dekepa Kai. Kai. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy sight, tarry, for I have learned by experience. You see, when you read from the Amplified Bible, you know what it says? It says, I have learned through the omen of divination. That means he went to consult diviners. He said, something unusual is happening in my house. I had a few flock when this young man came. The whole thing blew up. Imagine having a business, you are barely making 100,000 per month. Annual income, 1 million. And then suddenly you move from 1 million to 1 billion.
as annual revenue, annual income. Listen, those are the kinds of things that are in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
A slave boy becoming the prime minister one day. Those are the things in the Bible. A beggar being promoted to the palace in one day. Bible says God takes the poor from the dunghill, from the dust, the beggar from the dust, and set them among princes, causing them to inherit the throne of glory. Those are the kind of things that happen in the Bible. He took a shepherd boy. Listen, think about it. He took a shepherd boy and made him the king of a nation. A shepherd boy that was not good enough to be recognized in his own family. And they told his father, gather your sons. He wasn't there. Was he not his son? Was he a woman? He wasn't recognized. Ah, but the power of the blessing.
Yes, sir.
When you are blood marked, you go from a late comer, you become a frontliner.
Yes,
so I tell people, don't cry. Oh, I wish I started 3 years ago. I wish I had known this 10 years ago. That's a waste of time. It's even against God's word. Don't never look behind in regret. Never look behind to let your past success distract you. Listen, in this kingdom, we don't look behind. We have one direction forward. Success of the past, Paul say, I count it behind me. Failures is not important. You must learn to separate what you did from who you are. Face forward. He made him the king of an entire nation. Oh, time. I wish I had 1 hour more. Oh, boy. He said that God has blessed me since you came. And appoint unto me, blah, blah, blah. Look at this. Can you read verse 13? Now, part of the reason I'm reading the scripture is so we can see the picture of the blessing. Watch this. For it was little which thou hast before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord has blessed you since my coming. Even him he knew. And now when shall I provide for my own house? Jump to 43. Aya. 43, you can. Well, I'll read in King James, then give me an amplified. He says, and the man increased exceedingly. You see, this is a common denominator for all of our patriarchs. from hostile situation, then they emerge. You see them emerging valiantly. How can you expect? He was working in a wicked man's house. But you can't hide the blessing. It's a force. You can't tame it. You can only walk for it. You can't walk against it. And the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle and maid servant and men servant and camels and asses. Give me in amplified. Thus the man increased and became exceedingly rich. See, I increased and I become exceedingly rich. I have many properties, many investments, many employees. In the name of Jesus, I have so much money. See, I increase and I became exceedingly rich. Shout amen, somebody. Let me jump into a few places. We are still in Genesis. So how do you think we're going to do this thing? Let's jump to Deuteronomy. Let's jump to Deuteronomy. Give me Deuteronomy 33. 23 to 27. Let's declare it. Declare it. Say, oh, carries are my wealth. Put your name. Oh, carries are my wealth. Satisfied with favor. Full of the blessing. Possess thou lands, cities, nations, in the name of Jesus. Return to King James, okay? Return to King James. Return to King James. See, I'm satisfied with favor. I'm full of the blessing. I possess territories. I possess sectors. I possess cities. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 24. We're reading to 27. and of carries I'm a wealthy said. Put your name. And of carries I'm a wealthy said. Let carries be blessed with children. Let carries be blessed with children. Let carries be blessed with children. Therefore I am fruitful. Therefore I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I produce results. I am resourceful. I produce much fruit. I am fruitful. I produce results. He said, let him be accepted to his brethren. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. See, I'm acceptable to my brethren. The favor of God is upon me. People easily like me. Oh, people easily like me. People easily show me favor because I'm acceptable to my brethren. I dip my feet in oil. Hey, I dip my feet in oil. I dip my feet in oil. I dip my feet in prosperity. I dip my feet with ease. I dip my feet in abundance. I dip my feet in increase. In the name of Jesus. My shoes are brass and iron. And as my days are, hey, so shall my strength be. As my days are, so shall my strength be. See, I don't grow weaker as I grow older. See, I work stronger as the years go by. I work stronger in my body. I work stronger in my mind. I work stronger in influence. I work stronger in prosperity. The longer I live, the brighter I shine. The longer I live, the brighter I shine. The longer I live, the brighter I shine. As my days are, so shall my strength be. Hey! He said, there is none like unto the God of carries my wealth, who rideth upon the heavens in my help and in his excellency in the sky. Verse 27. Hiya, lift your right hand. Say, the eternal God is my refuge. Hey! Hey! Lift your right hand. Say it with emotion. The eternal God is my refuge. And underneath me are his everlasting arms. The eternal God is my refuge. And underneath are his everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out my enemies before my face. And he shall say, destroy them. Say, the eternal God is my refuge. And underneath are his everlasting arms. Shout amen, somebody. Oh, very quickly, Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. Woo, you can shout Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. Rabadele kepa. Are you speaking in tongues? He said, hast thou not made an edge about him and about his house? And about all that he has on every side, thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Are you ready for this? Lift your right hand. Say, the Lord has made an edge round about me, round about my household, round about my relatives, round about my family members. The Lord has made an edge round about me. The Lord has made an edge round about my household. The Lord has made an edge round about all that I have on every side. Shout it, the Lord has blessed the works of my hands and my substance. Ha ha! Hey, is increased in the land. Oh, glory! Say it again, the Lord has blessed the works of my hands and my substance is increased in the land. The Lord has blessed the works of my hands, and my substance is increased in the land. Say it again, the Lord has blessed the works of my hands, and my substance is increased in the land. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's take three more scriptures. Still Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5 verse 19 to 22. He said, "He shall deliver you. He shall deliver you in six troubles. Yea, in seven. There shall no evil touch me. In famine he shall redeem you from death. In war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be healed from the scourge of the tongue. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the destruction when it cometh." Verse 22, put it up. "At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh." Hey! 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 Ha! Say ha! Ha! So, when they say there is recession, there is economic recession, what do you do? When they say there's hunger in the land, what do you do? They say, well, the economy is not good, what do you do? Glory! I mean, think about the beauty of God's word. At destruction and at famine thou shalt laugh. Thou shalt laugh. That is akin to what happened in Psalm 1, when the heathen imagined a vain thing against the Lord and against an anointed. He said, "He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh." That's what he's talking about. Where are you seated? Aha! You are seated in where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He didn't say God shall laugh. He that sits in the heaven. Of course, the context is God. But when you study deeply, he's talking about you too. He's the same thing here. At destruction and at famine, thou shalt laugh. Thou shalt laugh. He said, "Neither shall you be afraid of the beast of the earth." You know, there's direct connection between economic disaster and the workings of demonic principalities. Many people don't know this. When they ride through places, the economies come down. It's the work of the beast. That's why he's saying, you should not be afraid of the beast. So he's the one that brings destruction and famine. He's the one. Time enough for me to go into more scriptures. But see, economic recessions, depressions, economic difficulties are demonically orchestrated. God created the world to be a universe of abundance. So anytime you see famine, you see hunger, you see wars, you see destruction, you see economic depression, recession, it beyond the mismanagement of men, demonic spirits are at work. That's what he's saying. But you, because of the covenant, because of who you are, he says, at destruction, lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, at destruction and at famine, I laugh. I laugh. I laugh. I laugh. Because Elyon Elohim is my source. You didn't hear that? Because Elohim. Because El Shaddai is my source. Therefore, at destruction and at famine, I laugh. I laugh. I shall not be afraid of the beast of the earth. In the name of Jesus, declare with me. Say, the Lord shall deliver me from six trouble. Yea, in seven, no evil shall touch me. In famine, he shall redeem me from death. In war, from the power of the sword. He shall hide me from the scourge of the tongue. I will not be afraid of destruction. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Let's jump Job 22. Maybe we'll just stop here. Job 22. Hallelujah. From verse 21. Are you strengthened tonight? Are you strengthened tonight? It says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Therefore good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his word in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Thou shalt... Hey. Let's pause now. He said, then thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. He say, yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Oh my. And then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty. See, the world, the gold do not make you backslide. You shall have your delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto him. Thou shalt make thy prayers unto him, and thou shalt hear, and he shall hear thee, and shall pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And thy light shall shine upon, and the light shall shine upon thy path. When men are cast down, thou shalt say, there is a lifting up, and it shall save the humble person. Lift your right hand. Lift your right hand quickly. See, I receive the law from his mouth. See, I lay his word in my heart. See, I've returned to the Almighty. I'm being built up. See, I put away iniquity far from my tabernacle. See, I declare, therefore, I lay off gold as dust. I lay off gold as dust. Listen, let me tell you something. If you live in sub-Saharan Africa, so you understand what dust means. A little bit. Have you ever cleaned your room before? And you went out just for 30 minutes and you came back. And then you touch the table you have cleaned. What do you see? Dust. That means you can't stop money from coming. Amen. Listen, let me tell you something. You know, there are Christians who think they are deep. When they hear things like these, they say, oh, is it spiritual? Is it the emphasis of the spirit? Listen, anything that Jesus, hear me, anything that Jesus died and paid for is sacred and is holy. Yes, sir. You didn't hear that. Anything that Jesus paid for, that he shed his blood for, is spiritual, is sacred, and is holy. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The punishment for our prosperity was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So healing is sacred because he paid for it. Prosperity is sacred because he paid for it. Forgiveness of sin is sacred because he paid for it. He paid for it. Never forget this. Anything that Jesus died for is spiritual, is sacred, and is holy. You can't treat it as, no, he paid for the whole world. Hallelujah. What a joy. What a joy. Are you ready? Say, I lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the bricks. Say, the Almighty is my defense, and I have plenty of silver. I have plenty of silver. Say, I lay dollars as dust, and pound sterling like the stones of the brooks. The Almighty is my defense, and I have plenty of naira. Shout amen, somebody. Listen, the only balance is God having your heart. And that's why he said, thou shalt return to the Lord, and it shall be built. That's the only balance. That's the only balance. As long as God has your heart, There is no telling how much you should have. Is it dust? Is nuisance? Can you quantify dust? Selah. You can't. Kai. Kai, thank you, Lord. Lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands. Since you are in Job, let's just wrap up Job. Lift your hands toward heaven. Your right hand. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Job 29. Give me Job 29. 4 to 6. Thank you, Lord. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Say, the secret of God is upon my tabernacle. Say, the secret of God is upon my tabernacle. He said, when the Almighty is yet with me, of course, the Almighty is here with you, is still with you, man. Say, the Almighty is with me. And my children are about me. See, I wash my steps with butter. Hey. See, I wash my steps with butter. And the rocks pour me out rivers of oil. See, I wash my steps in butter. And the rocks pour me out rivers of oil. All right, we'll stop at Psalm 1. Psalm 1. 1 to 3. Blessed is carries and my wealth. That walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, or sit on the seat of the scornful. But my delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law I meditate. Day and night. I'm like a tree. See, I'm like a tree. Talk to your neighbor. See, I'm like a tree. Say, look at me. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water. See, I bring forth fruit. I bring forth fruit all the time. All the time. Because this is my season. And it's always my season. See, I'm like a tree planted by the rivers. I bring forth fruit in my season. Say, my leaf shall never wither. Tell them, whatsoever I do prospers. Say, whatsoever I do prospers. Say, whatsoever I do prospers. Say, neighbor, I'm speaking to you. Look at me. Nothing dies in my hand. Nothing remains small in my hand. Say, things multiply in my hand. Say, things prosper in my hands. Say, ministry prospers in my hands. Finances prosper in my hands. Relationships prosper in my hands. Businesses prosper in my hands. Career path prospers in my hands. Say, nothing dies in my hands. Say, nothing dies in my hands. Say, neighbor, whatsoever I do prospers. Shout glory! Woo, glory, glory, woo, glory. Hallelujah. Can we have the communion?
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org, and you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.